There is always hope, and maybe, just maybe, investors will catch a break come next week. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 13th day of May. Thanks for being with us, and yes, we're back in our studio after a whirlwind trip to D.C. In other news, it has been a wild week in crypto. The United States Postal Service wants to add more gas-powered trucks to its fleet, but there is a big but. Elon Musk says his Twitter purchase is on hold. High gas prices are impacting the purchasing ability of consumers, and that is not good. We've got the Wall Street Report and the Great Resignation, the Great Reshuffle. How about the Great Recalibration? For the interview, you'll hear about one of the reasons I was in D.C. this week, and it had to do with an airport. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers. At ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and yeah, it is great to be back in our home studio. Thanks so very much for being with us on this Friday late edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, you can still follow us on Twitter. We're there at IOB_NewsHour. The stock market has been a mess since March, but maybe, just maybe, things might be about to turn. On Friday, stocks bounced back into the green, and the rebound was dramatic. So, what might be in store? Several things, says CNBC. First, the Fed does not meet for a few weeks, and that could add some support to stocks. Markets have been nervous that the Fed will raise interest rates too quickly and choke the economic recovery as it tries to snuff out hot inflation. Fed Chair Jerome Powell is slated to speak at a Wall Street Journal conference on Tuesday afternoon. For now, the market expects a half-point interest rate at the June meeting and another in July, with possibly a third hike in September. In addition, the health of the consumer will be a major focus in the coming week. The economic calendar includes April retail sales and also a look at the housing sector with the National Association of Home Builders survey. Both reports are set to be released on Tuesday, with housing starts coming in on Wednesday and existing home sales on Thursday. Walmart, Home Depot, and Target are set to report earnings as well, and of these three big chain stores, they could provide good insight into the impact of inflation on consumer spending and attitudes. So stay tuned as hope springs eternal. The past week has been rough on crypto. MSN Money is reporting that more than $200 billion was wiped off the cryptocurrency market in one day, and it sent investors into a panic. Ethereum, the world's second largest digital currency, plummeted by 20% in the space of 24 hours. Bitcoin, the original cryptocurrency, started in 2009, dropped by 9%, but overall is down 50% since its all-time high in November. By the way, did we say panic? Coinbase, a widely used trading platform, issued a warning that customers could lose all of their money if the exchange goes bankrupt. However, on Friday, Bitcoin jumped by 0.7% to end the day at $29,435. Well, here's a stat for you. The USPS, that's the United Parcel Service, wants to buy 40,000 gas-powered vehicles to replace older delivery units. However, these vehicles get roughly 8.6 miles to a gallon of gas. That, according to CBS News, has lawmakers weighing in. The House Committee on Oversight and Reform said in a recent letter that it wants the USPS to provide more information about the service's next-generation delivery vehicle plan, which initially involves an order for 50,000 vehicles. Of those, about 40,000 are gas-fueled trucks, getting that 8.6 miles per gallon, or only 0.4 of a gallon more than the UPS older fleet of trucks, according to the Environmental Protection Agency. So 0.4 of a mile per gallon more doesn't sound like a big deal, does it? The remaining 10,000 vehicles will be electric vehicles. The Postal Agency's plan to replace its existing fleet with mostly gas-powered trucks has raised concerns among more than a dozen states and environmental groups with lawsuits filed last month that accuse the USPS of failing to meet environmental review standards. A recent report from the U.S. Government Accountability Office flagged several issues with the USPS cost and benefit analysis for the purchase. What were they? Get this. They were basing its purchase on a gas price as little as $2.21 a gallon. That would be about $2 a gallon less than the current price of gas. So will Elon Musk really pull the trigger on the purchase of Twitter? CNN is reporting that Musk has said he's putting his bid to acquire Twitter on hold weeks after agreeing to take the company private in a $44 billion deal. On Friday, Musk tweeted, quote, "Twitter deal temporarily on hold pending details supporting calculation that spam/fake accounts do indeed represent less than 5% of users," end quote. The news initially sent Twitter shares down by more than 20% in pre-market trading before the stock rebounded somewhat. 2 hours after his first tweet, Musk posted that he is still committed to the acquisition. In his tweet about putting the deal on hold, Musk linked to a May 2nd Reuters report about Twitter's most recent disclosure about its spam and fake account problem. In its quarterly financial report released on April 28, Twitter estimated that fake or spam accounts make up fewer than 5% of the platform's active users during the first 3 months of this year. Twitter noted that the estimates were based on a review of a sample accounts, and it believed the numbers were reasonable. But it did acknowledge that the measurements were not independently verified, and the actual number of fake or spam accounts could be higher. We shall see. The high cost of fuel is putting a hurt on consumer spending, or so says a new report. CNN is reporting that J.P. Morgan analyzed Chase card spending data and estimated that the 20% spike in gas prices since the war in Ukraine began is lowering non-gas consumption by about $9.6 billion a month. The bank found that the impact of high gas prices on consumer spending does take time to accumulate, with the drag not clearly evident until 2 or 3 months following the gas price spike. This means real consumer spending growth may be choppy in the months to come, said J.P. Morgan. Consumer spending is, of course, as you know, the central driver of the U.S. economy. And as we reported earlier, some consumer data is due out in just days. Well, it was a good day on Friday for the markets. The Dow climbed by 466 points to end the day and the week at 32,196, while the NASDAQ picked up 434 points to close at 11,805, and the S&P 500 gained 93 points to end the session at 4023. Bargain hunters were out to buy on the dip. And in case you were wondering, so far this year, the Dow has lost 11.4%, while the NASDAQ is off by 24.5%, and the S&P 500 is upside down by 15.5%. And finally, there is this. Whether you call it the Great Resignation or the Great Reshuffle, what's happening in the workforce points to a recalibration. That, according to the New York Times. Americans didn't so much quit in record numbers last year, but they did swap jobs for greater pay and flexibility. Job switching in leisure and hospitality grew to 6% from 4% before the pandemic, and in retail to 5% from 3.5%. Meanwhile, wages in both industries jumped, as the economy's reopening also yielded record numbers of job openings. Workers sensed their movement, and they recalibrated their work expectations, or so says the data. All right, stay with us and click ahead for a conversation about the Des Moines International Airport. Now, this was one of the reasons I was in Washington, D.C. last week as a host of business, nonprofit, and elected officials descended on the Capitol to push for funding of this and several other projects. My guest is Kevin Foley, the executive director of the Des Moines International Airport, and what he has to say is important, not only locally in central Iowa, but across the Midwest. Let's go.